USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Trump legal team member Rudy Giuliani's been saying it for some time. Now he says special counsel Robert Mueller's team has conceded to President Trump that they cannot indict a sitting president, but can they subpoena a president to testify? Giuliani speaks about that in an interview last night.
But I don't think they agree to the process question, which is the same reason they can't indict him, they can't issue a subpoena to him. And remember, Clinton opposed the subpoena, and then he voluntarily complied. He didn't give up presidential prerogative, and then his administration wrote a memo saying they can't do that.
Giuliani was speaking on Fox News. President Trump's to meet with the Secretary General of NATO later today and talk about North Korea's threats to pull out of the upcoming summit between President Trump and Kim Jong-un. Yesterday, President Trump just said, quote, we'll see what happens. And this is USA Radio News.
So here's a great question. How much would you save if you joined MediShare for your healthcare program? The typical savings for a family is about $500 a month. You might save more. Tammy left a major company and needed a new way ahead for her family. She'd heard about the savings with MediShare, but was wondering about the network of providers.
Once we started the program, I have not had to switch one doctor for myself or for my kids. So all the doctors that we were previously with were all in MediShare.
And she says the process has been fantastic.
I got off the phone and I was like, that's what it should be like. It was a pleasurable experience. An encouraging experience at that.
MediShare might be just the thing you're looking for your family, your budget. Use the savings for other things. Why not get your questions answered? Find out how much you can save. You can call right now. 833-39-BIBLE. That's 833-39-BIBLE. 833-39-BIBLE. Bible.
Threats galore continue from Hawaii's Kilauea volcano. A big earthquake struck yesterday, magnitude 4.4, and another big threat is toxic smog that's belching out of over 20 cracks in the earth that have opened up over the past couple of weeks. Meanwhile, thousands of those who've been forced from their homes by those eruptions took off without their communication devices, but now those in shelters and community centers are getting some help, as we hear from John Clemens.
That help comes from Hawaiian Telcom that has supplied them with free service for calls or text messages to the U.S. mainland, American Samoa, Guam, Puerto Rico, the Northern Mariana Islands, into the U.S. Virgin Islands so they can communicate with family and friends concerned for their safety. And Nishida Fry of Hawaiian Telcom says it's all about Ohana.
We really do feel in our hearts that our customers are more than just customers. We say that they are Ohana, which means they are like family.
USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
A measure protecting net neutrality is now headed to the U.S. House after it was passed by the U.S. Senate yesterday.
The yeas are 52, the nays are 47.
The Democratic-authored resolution would reverse the FCC's repeal of those Obama-era net neutrality rules that prevent Internet service providers from slowing or blocking content on selected websites. Under the new rules, providers would be allowed to open fast lanes to websites that pay them. The Democratic measure does face a very steep climb in the House because of strong Republican opposition. Well, the flight crew was asking, is there a doctor on board? And they got the Surgeon General. Surgeon General Jerome Adams was on a Delta flight to Mississippi on Wednesday when a passenger became ill and the crew did page for help. And Adams answered the call. He later tweeted the patient's doing well and that he was glad to be able to help. Delta thanking the Surgeon General for his volunteering and his service. No indication of what exactly was wrong with the passenger. And the Carolina Panthers have announced a definitive agreement to sell the team to billionaire David Tepper. NFL owners are expected to vote on the purchase during meetings next week in Atlanta. Financial terms not released, but multiple outlets have reported the deal is worth an NFL record $2.2 billion. Find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.